When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Paris.
Hey everyone, we are back with This is Paris. Hello, Hunter.
Hi, Paris. I'm sure you remember, but we did a Day in the Life New York edition. But you're not only the Queen of New York, you're definitely the Queen of LA. So I wanted to go ahead and ask you some questions to see what your normal day in Los Angeles is like. You ready?
Yes, let's do it.
Let's start at the beginning. Do you use an alarm clock?
Yes.
Is it your phone?
Yeah, I need that. Like, I won't be able to sleep the night before if I don't have the alarm clock, especially now that my schedule is just like nonstop and I have so many things happening and every day is a different day where it's like sometimes I have to wake up at 6 a.m. and then sometimes I'll get to sleep till like 10. So yeah, my sleeping schedule is a little off. So I definitely need the tech to scream and wake me up.
Okay. On your best, most productive, ideal morning that you're going to get some work done, what time are you waking up?
Well, ideally I don't want to be doing it, but it's like 7 a.m. But I find when I get up early, I just get so much done like during the day. I don't know. Okay. Before I was with Carter and before when I was single, I was like a vampire where most of my work consisted of like DJing at night, recording music at night, going to parties, going to events, premieres, whatever, award shows, staying out really late and then sleeping late. And now that I'm like more grown up and responsible and I have 1111 Media, my whole media company, and have a million different responsibilities, now I just have to start those days earlier and they end earlier. So I now go to bed early and have become one of those married nerds who go to bed early.
Yeah.
No,
married nerds who go to bed early. It's no, all, not. That's everybody.
I am an undercover nerd, but yeah.
You're the biggest nerd. Yeah. People don't realize this, but you really are a nerd and it's great.
Yeah, I love nerds. You're one too.
Okay. Okay. yeah, you're right. Okay, so then you wake up at either 7 or 11, depending on how much you want to sleep in. What's the first thing you do?
I look at my phone and check all my emails and texts and messages and see what I have to do for the day.
Do you ever waste time? Yeah. Do you ever just like look at your phone and go, I'm just going to go on TikTok for 20 minutes?
Sometimes, but not really. I'll go on for like 2 minutes and then my mind is like, oh, you have other things to do. So I don't get trapped in like, some of my friends will literally sit on TikTok or Instagram and scroll for like 5 hours and that's all they do. And just sit there like eating chips and like scrolling. And like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
So it's boring.
Yeah, it is. It gets very boring very fast. What about living spa? Any morning routines?
Yes.
Okay, walk me through it.
Obsessed. Well, my living spa, I love just having it right downstairs because it just makes it so much easier than having to drive to all these different types of places. So I first go under my Omnilux light, which is like this red light that builds collagen and just makes your skin glow and makes your cells rebuild. It like, it's insane, like what it does for your skin. And then after that, I go in the cryo machine. And
you have a cryo machine?
Yeah. You haven't seen it when you came here?
No, I don't think I've ever been in the living
spa. What the hell? Oh my God. Well, every time you come here, you should do the cryo. You burn 600 calories in 2 minutes.
Jesus.
It's insane.
I'm going to we'll do an Instagram story and we'll post it on This Is Paris. Next time I come over, I'll try it.
Hell, I cannot believe you've not been in the living spa. That's out of control. You've been here like 100 times.
I'm just trying to show you that I'm a hard worker, Paris. I go straight up to the microphone and I wait, you know, I'm ready to go.
Okay, well, next time we're like freezing ourselves before we start. It wakes you up too. Like you just feel like so good. And to know that you have just burned 600 calories is even better. So that I do. And then I will go into my hyperbaric chamber, which is like a 4-person oxygen tank, like, you know, like those oxygen things. But this one like looks like a spaceship and everything in this living spa is all holographic. So it's like my car that's wrapped in that like sick rainbow holographic color. So all of it looks like a futuristic, like, I don't know. It just looks like a living spa, like what it's meant to be. And it's so dope. So after that, I go into my Sunlighten, which is like this LED red sauna. And that's another thing where you burn so many calories just sitting there chilling. So I'll do my work in there on my phone until my phone gets too hot. And then I put it outside. And then every night I do my Balancer Pro, which is like this lymphatic drainage suit where you like put it on your legs first and then you wear the jacket and it like squeezes you and massages you and takes it, like drains you of all like liquid or puffiness or whatever. And it like,
you do that every night?
Every night, like while we're watching TV, like I just lay. It's so easy because it's only 40 minutes with the pant part and then 20 minutes with the top part.
Is Carter attracted to the lymphatic drainage suit?
It's not like, it doesn't look hot. I look like those people who are like, you know, at like the parties when there's like a sumo wrestler.
Yeah, you can
like
rent the sumo suit.
They like blow it up and you're like this big bubbly like thing. I'm like the Michelin man from like Ghostbusters.
And Carter it's doesn't really just see hot. That and go, get over here, Paris.
No, because we both are very into wellness because we said forever is not long enough. I have this other thing called the Saluma bed, which is like this red light. And he will be like under that. And then we like switch and then he does the lymphatic drainage too. Mm. So,
you guys are gonna
or sometimes we don't do it. I know, it's so cute. But he's always like, Paris, I want to cuddle. Like, can you not wear this suit tonight? I'm like, oh, honey, it's like, it's part of my routine.
Yeah, you have to tell him, Carter, it's 5 minutes of cuddling now or an extra 50 years of us being able to cuddle forever. So you make your decision. For those that don't know, the cryo machine. So let's go through a couple of them. The red light you already explained, but the cryo machine, how cold does it get in there?
Oh my God, it's so cold. There's 4 different levels. Carter always goes on level 3. And then I'll go in with him at level 3, which is, like 125 below degree. I don't remember, but it's like something crazy below freezing. The first level is freezing as well, but it's not as brutal as the other ones. The fourth one, I'm just so scared to even try because I don't even know. And Carter goes on in with no shirt, just pants and like shoes. which is crazy. It's so cold. I go in with my velour tracksuit.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. That's yeah, for those that haven't tried a cryo thing, it's pretty crazy. Everybody in the Midwest listening right now is like, you choose cold weather. Yeah, we literally invented a machine to replicate it. Okay, let's talk about some food stuff. Favorite coffee/breakfast place in LA?
I love we go to the market it's like our thing. Like every Saturday morning, we go up to this market up the street, and I get everything that I need and make French toast and breakfast sandwiches and like banana pancakes, or like, I don't know. I always make like insane brunch. So either my kitchen, or I love going to the Beverly Hills Hotel. I love the coffee shop downstairs. They just have like the best breakfast and lunch food. And I used to actually live at that hotel for 6 months when I was a little girl. So my sister and I would go there every morning for breakfast before school. So it's just like a classic place. It's been around forever. And I love little coffee shop vibes. I think it's just cute, especially at that hotel.
This is Paris.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Favorite lunch? Do you eat on the go, or can you sit down ever and actually have a real lunch?
It depends. My schedule is just very crazy all the time, so I don't have time really just to like go to social lunches like I used to. So usually it's going to be for business, or if Carter and I are doing something together or something with our families. So I love to go to lunch. I love going to the Ivy because I love the food there, and I love Robertson Boulevard and shopping on that street. And they just have like the best salads and I don't know, just pastas and everything. It's just so good. Their crab cakes are insane. So that's one of my favorite lunch places. And this place called Judy's Deli. I don't know. I always order it right now from Uber Eats because they deliver it and they make the best deli sandwiches and matzo ball soup. And I just love that place.
I have a feeling you're going to have a bunch of people now going to these restaurants you love. So you're going to have to pick new ones when the reservations are completely booked.
Oh God, I'm giving away all my secrets.
Yeah. What about fast food? Are you a fast food fan?
Obviously. I love McDonald's and Taco Bell, In-N-Out, Carl's Jr., obviously.
What's your favorite burger?
I'm not really into burgers. I love like fried chicken sandwiches. And yeah, I'm usually into like the grilled chicken or fried chicken sandwich. That's like my favorite thing to get. And the French fries are just like insane everywhere. I love fries.
Okay. So then best French fries. Who has the best French? Because this is like a big debate. Some people like Shake Shack. McDonald's is obviously a hit for French fries. And then In-N-Out is very like, some people love them, some people don't like them.
McDonald's. There's nothing like McDonald's fries. They're so good.
They're so good. Mm-hmm. So much salt.
I know. Did I say I love Taco Bell too?
You did. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how much I love Taco Bell.
I love it. So
do you go for fire sauce or do you go for just regular spicy?
I don't like it. I hate spice.
Really?
I really don't. Yeah. I like the mild one is okay, but I'm not into spicy things at all.
The mild is like ketchup with, you know, like a little bit of chili powder in it. Mm,
I love ketchup.
Okay. So then what is something that you like to do in LA that you just can't find anywhere else in the country or in the world? So you kind of always have to come back to LA for it.
Hmm. LA has the best weather. It's just always beautiful, like 90% of the time. And I just love how you can do everything in LA. Like we have, you know, Malibu, we can go to the beach. If you want to like go to the desert, you can like drive to Palm Springs. It's not that far. If you want to go skiing, you can like drive up to Big Bear, which is not that far. I don't know. I just feel like in everywhere in the world, like in LA, you could just like be so close to everything and have like the best of all worlds, from like beaches to mountains to shopping to like sick restaurants and clubs. And there's just nowhere like LA. I can't imagine living anywhere else besides here.
Yeah, it's a pretty insane place to live.
It really is.
Okay.
Very lucky.
Yeah, super lucky. All right, besides the Slivington Manor, is there a place in LA that you go to when you want to escape the craziness of LA?
Besides my Sliving Spa, one of the places that I was inspired by to make the Sliving Spa is this place called Next Health. It's on Sunset Boulevard. It's right next to Equinox. It's so good. It's just like they have everything that I have here. So I basically have Next Health at my house now. But I used to love, before I had Sliving Spa, and especially during just like the whole pandemic when the world was shut down, I was like there, not every day, but like a couple times a week, just like trying to be as healthy as possible by doing like the IVs and going in the hyperbaric and just like all their different saunas and everything that they have there. So that's like one of my favorite places to go and chill.
Yeah, again, we've just ruined it. Now everybody's going to go there. okay, just a couple more questions. What is your favorite place to shop in LA?
That's a hard one because there's so many places I love. My favorite. I love going to the Grove because it's just beautiful and outdoors. And I love walking around there and going into the farmer's market and like getting all like the fresh foods, and that's something fun. Obviously Rodeo just has every sick store, like Beverly Hills, like with Chanel and Gucci and Prada and Dolce and Louis Vuitton and just all my favorite designers. I'm so sad that they closed down Barney's because that just had everything in there. Some Saks Fifth Avenue, Neiman Marcus. And then when I want to just like be not chill, but when I want to like not go somewhere that's designer, I love like the Beverly Center because I just have so many memories of going there since I was a little girl and just going shopping, and I don't know, they have cute stores.
Yeah. Bunch of great stories. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now you've done your shopping, you've had your meals. What is your nighttime routine? Is it besides it's the lymphatic drainage. Is there anything else that we haven't, like, do you wear PJs? Do you wear a tracksuit? Do you wear a t-shirt? What are you and Carter wearing to bed?
Well, I always love wearing my tracksuits all the time. But he likes me to wear lingerie. So he always is buying me lingerie all the time.
To sleep in, though?
he just like, he loves seeing me in it. So I'm like, it's not comfortable to sleep in because it's like garter belts and it's like very sexy. Like I just like walking into the room, like after I take a bath, I'm just like standing at the door with my high heels and the outfit. And then I'll just like get into bed. Like, is this TMI?
No, it usually
Emma. Ends up not like on. So I'm just comfortable in nothing.
Yeah. I
my birthday suit.
Yeah, I sleep in my birthday suit too.
To put it nicely.
Carter sleep in his birthday suit or no?
I don't know yet. Yeah, he does. Sometimes. Yeah. But mostly, yeah.
Okay, we'll change the subject before we get, you know, kicked off the app store. do any of the Hilton pets sleep on the bed with you?
Well, there's five Hilton pets. Slivington is just, she's, you know, the Pomsky, half Pomeranian and then half Husky. So she's so wild and like gets up every hour, is like howling and screaming and just like, she's so loud and so hyper. So she used to sleep in bed with us, but she lost the privilege when she was like the rooster waking us up, cock-a-doodle doing, but I mean like howling and that, just so now she like has her own room. Crypto stays with her downstairs as well because she's a little wild one. So the only ones that sleep in bed are Ether, Reem, and Diamond Baby and Harajuku Bitch, because she's 21, which is 147 in dog years. So I don't know how much time she has left, so I just want her to be as happy as possible. So she's just like always in my room and always with us.
Well, that's the cutest thing. My final question, Paris, to fall asleep, what are you watching or reading right now?
For me, it's always different because I'm always watching something. Like I just started watching the new Carol versus Joe on Peacock, which is really, really funny. I love Kate McKinnon. She's so hilarious. So we just started watching that. And then also I'm watching Euphoria, which I love. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I just finished watching this show called Dope Sick, which was really, really cool, interesting show.
Great shows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Paris, thank you for walking us through a day in LA. I am looking forward to doing all of those things tomorrow with everybody else who just listened to the podcast.
Loves it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Paris, enjoy your day. We will chat soon.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to This is Paris. We love hearing from you. So leave us a review. Send an email to paris@iheartradio.com. Leave a voicemail at 833-87-PARIS. And follow us at This is Paris Podcast. Bye, babes.
Follow Paris at Paris Hilton and follow Hunter March, host of E's Nightly Pop at Hunter March.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over.
Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.